The Big Oyster, History on the Half Shell, by Mark Kurlansky. In 1609, when Henry Hudson, a British explorer employed by the Dutch, sailed into New York Harbor on his 85-foot ship with a half-British, half-Dutch crew of 16, he found the same thing Mackay would find 2.5 centuries later, a local population with the habit of feasting on excellent New York Harbor oysters. 4,000 Weeks by Oliver Berkman. This book is an attempt to help redress the balance, to see if we can't discover or recover some ways of thinking about time that do justice to our real situation, to the outrageous brevity and shimmering possibilities of our 4,000 weeks. This book is an exploration of a saner way of relating to time, and a toolbox of practical ideas for doing so. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. Like most 13-year-olds locked in an office with a man angrily throwing their shit all over the floor, I want to cry. Mr. Price scans the contents organized on the floor. Nothing illicit or illegal. No narcotics, not even anything against school policy. He sighs, and then throws my coat and backpack on the floor, too. He bends over and puts his elbows on his knees, making his face level with mine. Mark, I'm going to give you one last chance to be honest with me. If you are honest, this will turn out much better for you. If it turns out you're lying, then it's going to be much worse. When I was young, I was smart. I was friendly. But I was also a shithead. I mean that in the most loving way possible. I was a rebellious, lying little shithead. Dreams of Discovery, based on the life of John Cabot, Explorer, by Jules Zelbo. The first days of 1460 had blown into Genoa with very strong sea winds. Energetic Giovanni Cabato, 10 years old, flew down the narrow, icy alleyway from Via Bianchi towards the harbor. His thick, dark hair fell past his ears. It was flattened to his head under a worn leather cap. His wool scarf left his long nose barely visible, and his breath formed clouds in the cold air.